Well, that's Ashley McKenzie, who achieved victory having overcome heart problems, ADHD and asthma and eczema.
I want to be a role model. I want to have a school when I'm older to deal with them bad kids. I wouldn't classify them as bad. I've just got problems. Just like myself, everyone's got problems. Do you know what I mean? You're holding the mic too close to my mouth. That's your problem. So, you know what I mean? That's how it is.
Yeah.
I've got to go anyways.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the interview.
That was Ashley speaking last night after his victory at the Commonwealth Games. And on the line for us now is Camberley's golden boy, Mr. Ashley McKenzie himself. So congratulations, Ashley.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
How do you feel now? Because obviously it's great. I mean, I say it's obviously like I've won loads of medals and everything, but I never have. But I should imagine that it's all a bit crazy when it's happened. How do you feel today?
I can't lie to you. I feel like I've been out for about 10 hours straight through the night, and I've woken up with an ex-gold medalist next to me, Colin Oakes. I've just had a lucky night, if I'm being honest. But no, it's been really good. I'm so tired. And I'm just chuffed to be where I am today. And it's just nice to medal with my roommate as well, and it just feels good. All the work's come together, me working with my coach, working with Team England, working with British Judo, and foremost, like I said, with Colin Oakes, it's quite cool.
And we've been hearing about fighting over Pokemon cards. Do you think that judo put your life in a more positive direction than it might have been going?
100%, 100%. My life could have gone anywhere. It could have gone, really, really bad, and it could have gone really, really good. I was never going to be a maths teacher or a science teacher. I didn't get GCSEs when I was younger, do you know what I mean? But like I was saying yesterday to most people, I'd swap, even if I did have one GCSE, I'd swap that for a gold medal any day. And having a Commonwealth gold around your neck is a lot better than having a GCSE anyways, I think, personally, and having an A star, I'd swap that any day. And this beats any job. You get to meet new people. There's people you get to be in love with. Do you know what I mean? And this sport has just done me a world of justice.
And tell us a little bit about the club in Camberley and how important that's been.
Camberley is my backbone at the moment. I've got a coach, Luke Preston, who I train with at the moment. And funny enough, he got picked to be in the England team to coach, so he was one of my coaches. And when I heard that news, I thought, I can't let him down, and I can't let my club down, Camberley. So going into the event with Luke, with all the preparation I've done, one of the main things I was losing by Wazari in the finals, and he just said, keep focused, been working on it every Wednesdays, keep going. And when I heard that, I thought, you know what? It's actually my time now. So I thought, get back up, concentrate, do the work what Luke's been doing with me. And it came through. I ended up throwing him and got him 3 penalties. So done it Camberley style, you know it is.
Done it Camberley style. Well, actually, I will never forget that phrase now I've heard you say it. Just finally then, what would you say to anybody who's reticent about going into a club? Because just going into the club in the first place could be a little bit daunting. You know, you're going in, you don't know people.
100%. When you go into a club, it's like the Karate Kid. You go and you see everyone getting thrown, like kicks are getting thrown and that. But no. Judo's not a sport like that. You go in, everyone's welcoming. Do you know what I mean? The sensei, whoever you have, it's 9 out of 10 of them are amazing. Do you know what I mean? I do a little bit of coaching myself, and it is a welcoming sport. You learn breakfalls first, then you learn a little bit of throwing. Then it's like a little, do you know what? It's like having a fight with pajamas on. That's what it's a friendly little fight with pajamas on, and that's how people should take it. It's not daunting, one bit.
Well, congratulations, and thank you so much for your time. It's Ashley McKenzie, who is a gold medalist in judo from the Commonwealth Games, and hails from Camberley, sparing a little bit of his precious time to chat to us live on BBC Surrey this morning.